Welcome to Tarati Mechav Torah to Oyum and Zinashirah. My name is Micha Horitz, and today we'll be studying the Torah for Parshas Kiseitze. The theme of Nechama continues in this very short 10 psukim, but exquisitely beautiful and meaningful piece of Navi. It comes from Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Dalet, psukim Aleph through Yod. Before we actually get to the 10 psukim of the Torah, let us recall that Eicha, the Megillah that describes the Churban, really is describing and speaking about the Navi Yirmiyahu, who composed Eicha, the travail and the mourning of Jerusalem. How does Eicha begin? Perek Aleph. Let's look at the first few psukim. Eicha yashva bedad ha'ira basiyam. Alas, how has that happened, that she sits in isolation? The city that used to be so full of people, ha'isa ka'almana. She has become like a widow. And the reason I'm highlighting this is because we're going to see in this consolation of Torah that Hashem speaks to Tzion directly, like a woman who has been spurned by her husband. But Hashem says, can the love of one's youth, can the wife of one's youth ever be truly spurned? The answer is no. Hashem will take us back. And in Eicha, we have this imagery that Jerusalem herself feels like a widow. She feels like someone whose husband has abandoned her, whose husband has left her. Rabasi Bagoyim, she used to be so numerous and great amongst the nations. Sarasi Bamadino, she was a princess amongst the provinces. Haisa Lamash, she has become like a tax. Bacho Tivcha Balaila, Jerusalem herself cries at night. Perhaps a double lotion of crying. Bacho Tivcha, one for the first Beit HaMikdash, one for the second. V'dimasa Lachia, her tears are upon her cheeks. Eina Menachem Mikolaveh, there is no one to comfort her. From all of her lovers, Kol Ra'el Bagduba, all of her friends committed a trespass. They betrayed her. Hayula Lo'ovim, they became her enemies. Galsa Yehuda may only, Yehuda went into exile from affliction, umeirov avoda, and from great servitude. He yashva bagoyim, she dwells amongst the nations. Lo matza menoach, she cannot find any place amongst the nations to rest. Kol rodfei sigua, all those who chase after her catched up with her. Bein hamitzarim, in the narrow places, darchei tzion avelus, the roads of Zion are in mourning. Mibli Bamoe, there's no one who comes on the appointed times. There's no Olim the Regal. Kol Sha'aresh Omeimim, her gates are desolate. Kohanan Anachim, her priests, her Kohanim, are sighing and moaning. Besulosan Nugos Vihi Marla, her virgin daughters grieve, and she, Jerusalem, cries bitterly. Hayut Sarah the Rosh, her enemies had the upper hand. Oyvel Shalu, her enemies are at ease. Ki Hashem Hoga al Rov Pisha, Hashem has afflicted her because of the multitude of her sins. O Lelel Hochu Shavi, the Fnetzar, the young children of Jerusalem went into captivity before the enemy. Vayetze mi bas Tzion kol hadara, and all of the glory of Tzion departed. Hayu Sarek Ayalim, her princes were like harts, male deers who had to run away. Lo matzu mira, they could not find any pasture. La yelchu below koach ifnei rodif, they departed, they went without any strength between those who chased after him. This Haftorah is a direct answer to the cry and the pains of Jerusalem herself. It is an exquisite Haftorah and tremendous consolation to Yerushalayim. Yeshayahu Perek Nun Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. Rani Akara Lo Yalada. Rani, sing, Rina, sing, O barren one, the one who has not given birth. Pitzchi Rina Vitzahali Lo Chala, break out in joyous song. And sing, she who did not go into labor. So again, Jerusalem is described here as a barren woman, as someone who does not have children. But she is told by the prophet that you should break out in joyous song. Ki rabim b'nei shomeimam b'nei bu'ula amar Hashem, because in truth, the children of the desolate one, Jerusalem, will be more numerous than the children of the married one, says Hashem. Jerusalem, who sees her children bereft, who sees that she is as if has not had children, who feels lonely and isolated, and she looks at the enemies all around her, and they are so numerous and so populous, as she sits crying with her tears upon her cheeks, Hashem says, break out and enjoy your song, because the reality is that you, Jerusalem, the desolate one, have more children than that of the married one. Harchivi makom aleich. Wow. Here, it's a reference to the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan, the Batei Mikdash, the enclosure, so to speak, where infinite God dwells in our finite world. Hasharas Hashchina in Tzion, in Yerushalayim, Pasuk Beis, Harchivi Mekam Aleich, spread wide the place of your tent, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. The Yerios Mishkonan Sayach, the Mishkan was covered in three layers of covering. There was the Mishkan layer, the Ohel layer, and the Mechseh. The bottom layer was a woven of different materials. The middle layer was made of goat hair, and the top layer was made of oros tachashim and oros elim adamim, different hides of animals. And the yerios were the layer, the middle layer, on top of the Mishkan. They were made of goat hairs. And here we are told, harchivi mekam aleich, spread out. You will need more space in your Ohel Moed, in the tent where God meets Klal Yisrael. The yerios mishkon aseich, spread out once again. The yerios, the coverings upon your Mishkan. Yatu al tich shochi, spread them out. Do not waste any space. Ha'arichi meisarayich v'yaseidosayich chazeki. This entire Pasuk Beis is really a reference to the components of the building of the Mishkan. If you look in Parshas Truma, Tetzava, Vayalko, and Pekudei, even the beginning of Kitisa actually also deals with Mishkan. We read about the Ohel cover, we read about the Urios, we read about the pegs, we read about the curtains, we read everything about the building of the Mishkan. And what Hashem is saying here is reinforce the pegs, extend your cords. They were used to fasten the curtains around the Mishkan Chatzer. They were used to fasten. There were beams and there was support for all of the boards. And here Hashem is saying, once again, the Mishkan will arise once again, meaning the Shechina will dwell amongst us. Ki yamin usmal tifrotzi, v'zareich gayim yirash, v'arim nashamos yoshivu. It's so gorgeous. You will burst forth, right? And left. And your children, your seed, Jerusalem, will once again inherit the nations. And the desolate cities will be settled once again, inhabited once again. This is very much reminiscent of what Hashem said to Yaakov Avinu in Perichov Ches Abrishus, Sulam Yaakov, when he has his famous dream. He's running away, he's going to Laban. Esav wants to kill him. He comes to the place, he lies down. Ein Zekim Beido Kim v'sez Shara Shamayim. When he wakes up, he says, oh my gosh, this is none other than the house of God. This is the gateway to heaven. He has his famous dream, of course, on Mount Moriah, the place of the Mishkan. So right after the Navi tells Jerusalem, spread out your pegs, spread out your tent pegs, spread out once again your Mishkan. Do not spare any space. You will be so full of children. We go to the promise that Hashem made to Yaakov. Hashem appears to Yaakov and he says, the land upon which you are lying, to you and your seed, I will give it. I will be with you. I will not abandon you until I have done what I promised. And he says, Ufaratzta yama v'kev matzafona v'negba v'nivruchu b'chal komish b'chos ha'adama. And here Hashem uses the same analogy, tifrotzi, ufaratzta. Hashem tells Yaakov, your children will spread out, they will burst forth. What does the Navi say here? Ki yaminu smol tifrotzi. To the right and to the left, you will burst forth. V'zareich goyim yirash. Your children, your seed, Yaakov, will inherit the enemies, not the other way around. V'arim neshamos yoshivu. The desolate cities will be settled once again. Pasuk Dalet, al tir'i. Don't be afraid. Ki lo sevoshi v'lo sikami. Once again, by the way, we have imagery here and words that we use in Lecha Dodi on the El Shabbos. So once again, we see it's so interesting, this limudim, because it teaches us that part of what we're saying in Lecha Dodi is not only welcoming the Shabbos bride, which we are, bo'i kala, but really we're understanding that Lecha Dodi was composed out of psukim that speak of the comfort and the consolation to tzion in Yerushalayim. Ki yamin usmal tifrotzi, al tiri kilo sevoshi velo sikami. Much of the Chadodi, what emerges, is actually based on these psukim of consolation from Yeshayahu. So it's something to keep in mind, the El Shabbos. I need to keep it in mind, the El Shabbos when I'm davening. It's not only welcoming the Shabbos queen. It's really the ultimate geula when Hashem will comfort Zion and Yerushalayim. We spoke about Miriam Peretz, Hitna Ari, Me'afar Kumi. Once again, here we have psukim that are included in the Chadodi. Ki yamnu smo tifrotzi. Kilo sevoshi veloshi kami. Do not be afraid, Jerusalem. You will not be embarrassed. You will not be ashamed. Kilo tachpiri. You will not have shame anymore. Kiboshas alumayech tishkachi. Hashem says the embarrassment, the disgrace of your widowhood, you will forget. V'cherpas al minu asayich lo tizkri. Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Kiboshas alumayich, like an aluma as a youth. Kiboshas alumayich tishkachi. The embarrassment that you had in your youth, Jerusalem, and your children were exiled, you will forget. V'cherpas al minu asayich lo tizkri. And the shame of your widowhood, when you thought that your husband had abandoned you, meaning a Kosh Baruch Hu Shechina, will not be remembered anymore. Kivo alayich osayich Hashem tzevako shemo. Who is your husband, Jerusalem? The one who created you, the one who made you. Hashem, the Lord of hosts, is his name. The Galich kedosh Yisrael elokei kol haaretz yikara. Is this just gorgeous? Your Redeemer, the one who will redeem you, is the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth, he will be called. Kiki isha azuva v'atzuvas ruach karach Hashem. For as a wife who has been abandoned and who is of sad spirit, someone who is despondent, someone who has a feeling of Yeush, that is Jerusalem in exile, Karach Hashem, Hashem called you back to him. The Eishas Nu'urim Kitima Eish Amar Alokayach. Is it possible that the wife of one's youth, Eishas Nu'urim, the beloved wife of one's youth, will ever be utterly rejected, says Hashem? Berega katon azavtich, in a brief moment, for a brief moment, I abandoned you. Uberachamim gedolim ak betzeich, but with great mercy I will gather you in again. Oh, it's so gorgeous how we wait for this nevuah. Bishatzaf katzaf histarti panai. Hastar panim is a terrible travail that is written in the Torah in Devarim Perek Lamed Aleph, Psukim Yud Zayin through Yud Ches. Vanochi haster aster panai mikem bayamahu and precious vayelech. Devarim Lamed Aleph Yud Zayin through Yud Ches. Hashem tells us that as a result of our sins, he will hide his face from us. We will be consumed by the nations of the world when Hashem hides his face from us. The Ramban, Rav Salvechik, based on the Ramban, Salvechik explains that in a time of Hester Panim, when Hashem is not looking, the world goes back to Tohu Vivohu, Vechoshech al Panei Tohom, utter chaos and void and darkness over the surface of the deep. Hester Panim represents going back to that period when it's as if, Rashi says, and Devar, Kaviyacho, Rashi says, Kemosha Eini Roa Bitsarasam, Rashi says, look it up, that Hester Panim is a time and it's as if Hashem does not see our affliction, when it's as if Hashem does not see our pain. Kemosha Eini Roa Bitsarasam, Rav Salvechik says, it's going back to the beginning of Bereishis, before Vayar Elokim, before Hashem saw, and before Hashem created light, before Hashem was involved, Kaviyachal, in the world. What was there before? Tohu, Vavohu, Vechoshech, Al Pnei Tohom. Hester Panim, when Hashem looks away, Vayar Lekimash Ar Kitov. When Hashem looks away, however, we go back to Hester Panim, and then all hell breaks loose. Salvechik says that the Holocaust, Rechman Otsam, is a time of Hester Panim. When Hashem is not looking at his children, when there is no divine supervision, chalila v'chalila. The Medrash says that the psukim of Hester Panim were the hardest for Hashem Kaviyachal to write in the Torah. Harder than the klalos of Bechukosai and harder than the klalos of Kisalo, more painful for the Shechina with the psukim of Hester Panim. And here Hashem promises that there will never be Hester Panim anymore. His Shechina will be fully involved with us. He will always be watching us. He will be our Mashkiach forever and ever. Bishatzaf katzaf histarti panai. Rega mimich. It was but just an instant. From Kosh Baruch Hu's perspective, Hashem is time. Hashem controls time. Hashem says, don't worry. It'll just be an instant that Hester Panim. Maybe I shouldn't have used the words, don't worry. That's my own words, not Hashem's words. It's one of the most difficult situations that we face. But Hashem says, when the Geula comes, all that travail will just be like an instant. U'bechesed olam richam tich. But with eternal kindness. Hester Panim is not eternal. With infinite kindness, I will have mercy upon you. Amar go aleich Hashem, says your Redeemer, Kosh Baruch Hu. This is very interesting. The next pasuk refers to Mei Noach. Ki Mei Noach zos li, asher nishba timei aver mei noach od ala aretz. Because this galus is like the waters of Noach, that I swore never to bring the waters of Noach upon the earth again. Kei nishbati, so too I swear, says Hashem, miktsof alayich umigarbach. I swear also that I will never become angry at you again. I will never be furious and roar at you and chastise you again. The imagery to me, Noach, here is very, very interesting to me. What Hashem is saying through the Navi is that just like I swore never to flood the entire earth again, like in the times of Noach, so too I will take you back again and I will never be angry at you again, Sion and Yerushalayim, Bnei Yisrael, the Knesset Yisrael. What I think is very interesting is there's a very strong allusion here. We always talk about, oh, Noach and the Teva. For 1 year, Noach, Naama, Shem, Cham, Yafes, there are three wives, and all the animals were in the ark. And there was stormy waters. They had a window, Tzohar Tasa Teva, Yesh Amim Chalon. And the ship must have been rocking back and forth, the ark. The waters were storming. The waves, the rain was pounding. Perhaps there was thunder and lightning. I don't know. But we just talk about, oh, Noach in the ark. No, it must have been a time of great travail. There's a reason that when Noach came out, he couldn't function. And Hashem tells him, Pruvu, start again. But what's the first thing Noach does? He builds a vineyard and he gets drunk. Noach Isha Adama. Chazal point out, he begins as Noach Isha Elokim and he ends as Isha Adama. As Elokim is Halech Noach. When he comes out, he debases himself. He can't handle what he sees. I think that it's fair to say that it is the first case, I'm not saying this lightly, of post-traumatic stress disorder. Noach cannot function when he comes out of the ark. If you look at the Pesukim, Hashem told him to go out men and women together. When they went into the ark, they were segregated. Ha'anashim levad v'hanashim levad. Rashi points it out, quoting Chazal. They were forbidden to have Tashmish Mita the entire year in the Teva while the world was steeped in Tsar. But when they come out, Hashem specifically commands him, go out from the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives, the men and the women together. But Noah can't do that. When they actually leave the ark, it's the man alone and the woman alone. Noah cannot function. He cannot go on. And in this Navi, Tzion is described as a woman who has been abandoned by her husband, as a woman who is barren, who does not have children. It's as if Kaviyacha, she feels she cannot go on. She has been debased, she has been humiliated. Hashem has abandoned her, Hester Paneum. And really, if we think about that year in the ark, maybe that's what they felt like. I don't know. But it wasn't just, oh, they were in the ark and it was raining a little bit. They were in the middle of a very great tempest, a tremendous storm. It was dark, it was raining. I mean, just imagine the sound of the water pounding against the side of the ark. I really never thought of this imagery either. I'm not telling you, you don't think about it. I don't think about it. We just say, oh, Noach was in the ark, and then he came out, and the world started all over again. Shame, Avim, 10 generations later, and here we are. No, a year. Rain and storming and waves and crashing, the noise, the rocking, the terror, the darkness. There were no seasons. And if they looked out the window, maybe they saw their former neighbors and houses and debris floating by. It must have seemed like an eternal Hester Panim. There's a reason Noah can't function when he gets out of the ark. Part of what I said about men and women alone, and women and men together is based on Rabbi Shmuel Golden from Unlocking the Torah Text, one of his essays to Noah. He's really reading that essay. He's the one who opened my eyes to seeing the Lashon of the Pesukim there. So it's interesting here that of all the biblical stories, the one that the Navi compares Hashem's promise of redemption to is Mei Noach. As I think what the Navi is saying is, as dark as it was, as frightening as it was, as traumatic as it was for Noach and his family during those years, and Noach could not go on after. His sons could, but he could not. They populated the world. Nevertheless, it seemed like Hashem had abandoned them, but Hashem never abandons his children. He never abandons. So here the promise is even stronger. Tzion will go on. She will rise again. We just learned it. He not avari. Kumi, livshi, bigdei, tivarteich ami. Uri, uri. Tzion will rise again. Hashem says, even if you feel as despondent as Noach did in the times when the waters of the deluge inundated the world, do not worry. Do not be afraid. I take an oath. I will never be angry at you again. I will never roar at you. I will never punish you again. I will always be with you. Even if your despair is as great as Noach and the Ark, Tzion will be redeemed. Ki haharim yamushu, even if the mountains, say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will move. I lost my place. I'm sorry. Pasagir. Ki aharim yamushu, even if the mountains will move. Vahagiva'os timutena, even if the valleys and the hills and the mountains will slip away, will melt away. Vachasti me'itech lo yamush. My kindness from you will never depart, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like we cannot leave the words of Torah, lo yamush mipicha, Hashem says, my kindness with you will never depart. Ubrish shalomi lo tamut. Even if nature melts away, my covenant of peace will never fade away from you. Amar, says the one, merachameich, who has mercy upon you, Hashem. 10 pshukim, a gorgeous nechama. Halavai, we should be zochet to see the fulfillment of this. Bekar of mamash, tech lashana, kisavo is the klalos, tech lashana. I know next week we're in kisei say, okay. Next week, tech lashana, the kulkasa, tach lashana, bechasa. We should see the year and its curses end, and the new year and its blessings begin. Thank you so much for studying with me. Kol tov, we will continue next week. Have a wonderful day and Shabbat Shalom.